The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today
FM. Okay, Professor Paul Moynagh is with us, Professor of Immunology at Maynooth University. We'll have Dr. Margaret Ann Harris from the WHO with us after 5 o'clock, Paul. But how worried should we really be about this Omicron variant? Is it definitely going to be worse than the Delta variant?
Good evening, Matt. Not necessarily. I think I've described as sort of warranting caution and attention, but not necessarily panic. There's a couple of things that's causing a little bit of concern. One is it's accumulated quite a number of mutations, 32 of them in what we call the spike protein. That's what projects out of the virus and allows the virus to attach to our cells and infect our cells. And we've seen some of these mutations before in some of the other variants that tend to be associated with increased transmission or maybe some evasion from immunity from prior infection or vaccine. So that's one concern. But it's the number of them and the fact that they have combined together in this number. The second
But thing sorry, might it not be weaker? Is there not the possibility that, yes, maybe it transmits more, but as the thing mutates, it becomes weaker and maybe less deadly?
That's a possibility, Matt. It could be weaker or less virulent, causing less severe disease, or it could cause more severe disease. Probably too early to say that. Initial reports coming from South Africa would tend to suggest that the cases are quite mild. But again, we need to see larger numbers there, because even with the Delta variant, only a certain percentage of cases end up, you know, severely ill. I suppose one of the concerns was that if you look in certain regions of South Africa, it has become the dominant variant quite quickly. Now, again, we should caveat that in the sense that South Africa had just come off a Delta wave. The numbers were low, so we're starting from a low base. And also, the vaccination rate there is quite low. It's mid-20s, whereas we're vaccinated much higher extent. So we don't know how it would fare, for example, in terms of competing in an environment where the presence of Delta is very high and transmitting at a very high level and against a very high vaccination level. I think some reasons to be positive, Matt, is that we have seen these mutations, some of them in other variants, and the vaccine still work well against those variants. And also, if the variant escapes from some of the protective effects, it's more likely to escape from our antibodies. They're the ones that protect us against infection. But I think it's going to be very difficult for the variants to escape another arm of our immune system, which are these T cells. The T cells are, if we're infected, they're the cells to get rid of the virus. And I think it's going to be very difficult for a variant to get around that part of the immune system. And that's part of the immune system that stops us from getting very sick. And that's the reason why, for example, in these breakthrough infections we've seen with Delta, the vaccines are still doing a really good job in terms of protecting against serious illness.
It's been suggested there's more than 10 possible cases of the Omicron variant already in Ireland. Is it inevitable that it's going to get, or is it possible to actually stop a variant of the COVID virus getting to Ireland at this stage?
I think it's going to be very difficult, Matt, if it's not here already. It depends on how well it transmits. As I said, initial indications in South Africa seems to suggest that it transmits really well. And the other reality is when we tend to detect these new variants, the reality is they're more widespread. And one of the features of this variant that I've alluded to earlier is the fact the number of mutations, 32 in the spike protein. That's a lot of mutations to accumulate. You'd normally see this accumulation on a gradual basis. So there are two possibilities. One is that this has been happening over sort of a longer time frame, and that this has been circulating over a longer time frame and has gone sort of beyond and outside of the various surveillance mechanisms in place. The other possibility is that maybe it evolved in an immunocompromised patient and was present in a person for a long time with a suboptimal immune system, and that maybe it developed there. But in terms of preventing its entry and travel bans, and I just think at this stage, Matt, you know, you've seen many, many countries now where it has been detected. I think at this stage it's very difficult, not impossible, to keep it out.
Yeah, some of the doctors in South Africa are saying that this is only mild. Is that the case? Or because there's also figures coming out suggesting that their hospitalisation rate has gone up quite dramatically in the last week, particularly amongst younger people and the unvaccinated.
Yeah, a couple of different things there, Matt. First of all, as I said, South Africa had come off, so they're sort of in a trough. It had come off a Delta wave. And now over the last number of weeks, the number of cases have increased significantly, and most of it is due to this Omicron variant. But would the same have happened with Delta? Probably, in terms of the increased hospitalisation. In terms of severity of disease, I think a lot of those cases tend to be younger people where anyway, irrespective of the variant, whether it be Delta or whatever, the disease would be quite mild. So I think we would have to wait. We would have to wait for to see a larger number of these cases and then followed up clinically, because three things that we'll be doing now in terms of further characterising this. First of all, lab-based studies. So that will be growing this variant in the lab and seeing how well it infects cells in the lab. Does it infect better than the variant? And if we take blood samples from people who've been immunised or boosted and asking, can those neutralising antibodies stop it from infecting? We'll be looking at epidemiological studies, looking to see how well it spreads. And then thirdly, the clinical studies. How virulent is it? Does it cause more or less severe disease? And we should have a lot of data from the lab-based studies and epidemiology probably within the next 1 or 2 weeks. Clinical studies, maybe 3 or 4 weeks.
Is there a danger that we're overreacting to the threat, or could we be underreacting on the basis that we don't want to hear any more bad news about COVID and we had felt that we were getting back to some semblance of normality?
I think it's important, Matt, to be able to pick up these variants. So, and a lot of credit should go to the South African scientists that actually detected this relatively early, were the first to detect it. It doesn't necessarily mean it developed it. It actually evolved there. But it's a good thing actually to be aware of it. But I think we need to be, again, cautious, you know, do this science, look at the science, get the data, and then that would inform us. I think some of the things, for example, maybe somewhat of knee-jerk reactions in terms of travel bans, and because if you look at this, it's a variant. We have seen most of this virus before, remember. Okay, there are lots of mutations, but we've still probably seen 99% of it. So if previous infections, or even with the vaccines, the spike protein that we get in the vaccine, there are still lots of regions outside these mutations that our immune system will recognize. So it's not a case, especially if you're vaccinated, and probably boosting will help because it broadens the antibodies that we generate, that maybe they have the potential to recognize variants that even haven't developed as of yet. So all in all, I'd be surprised, Matt, if we're going to end up with this variant being completely capable of evading the protection that we get from vaccination. We may end up with more breakthrough infections and maybe more transmission, but I still think the likelihood is, just from an immunological perspective, is that the vaccines will offer us good protection against serious illness.
Hopefully you're right. Professor Paul Moynagh from Maynooth University, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.